folks, with Rick Righteous finally escorted out of the ring and into the back, it's time for our next match to begin. So let's hand over the show to ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we begin this next contest, the WWA, the Campaign to Entertain, and Real TV would like to present to you the moment you've all been waiting for: electrifying promos, justifying moves, and mystifying feats of athleticism. This is the Real Effin Show!
As Rio's music cues up, you can see the image of a Canadian wrestle god beating his opponents from pillar to post. Leave Rio, look at him, delivering the highlight of the night to Roy Douglas. Highlight of the night on Obsidian off the scaffold. Highlight after highlight finally gives way to a fading screen. And there, atop the ramp, you can see Madison and Homeless Bob making their way through the curtain. Tonight, Madison is dressed in a gray female business suit, while Bob is decked out in, well, his overcoat. Who knows if he has anything underneath it? Flanking the entranceway, the crowd begins to chant.
Introducing first his entourage, consisting of his super sidekick, Homeless Bob, and his publicist, Madison, about to make his way down to the ringside area. He is WWE's golden boy, the champion of the real world, your role model and your party host, weighing in at a slim, trim, jack, 252 pounds, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He's a Canadian wrestle god, Absolute Real!
Something silent is here.
For one of the most popular wrestlers in WWA, the curtain parts it, out steps Absolutely Real onto the stage as the fireworks go off behind him. My God, look at that array of pyrotechnics. Lee Real begins to make his way down to ringside with Homeless Bob and Madison left and right respectively following close behind, slapping hands of his fans all the way down to ringside. Look at Lee Real pointing to his t-shirt. What does it say? Oh, look at that. It says, "Welcome to the Real World." As the laser light show continues behind him, climbing up onto the apron, Real somersaults into the ring, over the top rope, and landing on the logo, gets down on one knee. Look out, Madonna, he's striking a pose. Well, as Lee Real continues to parade around the ring from corner to corner, absorbing his props, I have to say this while he's giving me the chance. Lee Real has become a complete weasel in my opinion. I mean, did you see him trying to horn in on Sarah Richards when Derek Parks wasn't around? The guy actually went as far as giving Richards a videotape of Parks supposedly bad-mouthing her. Talk about penis envy. Along with more than his chivalrous ways, Lee Real went on and on about his good looks and how upset he was about his so-called perfect face almost being ruined. I mean, give me a break. What's next? He's going to be carrying a mirror to the ring so he can watch himself wrestle? The guy is conceited personified. But you know, folks, the idiocy doesn't stop there. No, it doesn't. Yet, Homeless Bob talking about Rick Righteous's shortcomings in the pants. Then the guy believes Candace Hoffman is sending him gifts, flowers, balloons. The circus known as Lee Real is flying around the world, and Mr. Petit is doing nothing to stop it. I'll tell you this, people. Lee Real is not going to stop until he gets what he's been after since day one and since he returned to WWA a couple of months ago. Lee Real wants gold, and if he doesn't get it, I'm saying it right here on national television. He's gonna throw a hissy fit just like he did in 2002, and he's gonna retire. Speaking of retired wrestlers, it's time for the Midnight Rider to make his appearance.
Who lives by the sword, dies by the bullet.
And his opponent, making his way down the aisle from Honolulu, Hawaii, he's a Midnight Rider. This is Chris Ross.
As Chris Ross enters the ring, I'm not even going to comment on what he did, said, or attempted to do this week. Simple as that, end of story. Stepping over the top rope with a steel chair in his grasp, the referee better get in there before... Ross just swung the chair, but Reels up the product of his lightning-like reflexes. Right to the eyes by Reels, slows the big man down and two steps off the ropes. Reels connects with a pinpoint, flying elbow to the jaw of Chris Ross. Ross stumbles into the corner and Reels wastes no time charging in hard with a stinger splash. It connects and Reels wants to do it again. Racing back into the opposite corner and coming full steam ahead. Here comes Reels into the air. Only Reels eats turnbuckle and Chris Ross shakes his head. No! We'll go back to the temple of Reels, knocks the Canadian for a loop and tossing Lee Reels across the ring courtesy of a hard Irish whip. He collides with the corner with a sick thud. Barreling him up back to the bandit. Lee Reels is crushed under the mighty weight of a Chris Ross tsunami splash. Crippling into the corner and quickly rolling under the bottom ropes. Lee Reels is looking to take a breath and I don't blame him. Reels is simply starting to wilt under the tremendous power of Chris Ross, and good lord, no, Chris Ross has a trash can! Oh my god! Over the head of Lee Reels, and the Canadian wrestle god is hurt! Ross is signaling for a powerbomb and pulling Reels to his feet, jacks him up! No, Reels springboards off the rope! Look out, Munchkin Man! Tornado DDT onto the small man! Lee Reels hears the crowd and he staggers to his feet, picking up the flattened trash can. He tosses it to Ross, who is completely confused. Man, trash cannonator connects and listens to the crowd chant Lee Reels' name. Hook of the leg and the cover of the count. One, two. Ross kicks out and what's a referee doing? This isn't a hardcore match. Hey, referee, falls only count in the ring. Reels isn't arguing, thank God, and he's leaping up onto the apron. He's tumbling through, no, he just missed with the senton bomb. Splash goes the weasel, and Chris Ross is getting up like nothing ever happened to him. Is this guy human? Oh no, Ross is pulling the monitors out of the Spanish announcer's table, and he's clamping his fingers around Lee Reels' throat. He's lifting off in the air. Slam from hell through the table, and all the king's horses, and all the king's men aren't gonna be able to put Lee Reels back together again. Rolling back into the ring along with one of the monitors, Chris Ross makes the press. One, two, three. No, Lee Reels kicks out and this one's gonna continue, folks. Chris Ross is furious and lifting the monitor up over his head. Lee unleashes a counter kick to the coconuts of Ross and down goes the big man to both feet. Hip up by Lee Reels and spinning roundhouse kicks knocks Ross flat onto his side. And not only into the corner, but into Never Never Land 2. Leaping up into the air and bouncing off the top rope backwards. Lee Reels pulls off an awesome split leg and moonsault, and this one's over. One, two, Lee's got a handful of tights. Three, it's over. Ring the bell. Chris Ross says, wait a minute, folks. Chris Ross has just kicked out, and this one's gonna continue. A hard right hand connects the jaw of Ross, and moving into the outside portion of the apron, Lee Reels is out begging Ross to get to his feet. Rust runs from his feet, still froggy from the knuckle sandwich he just ate, and leaping into the ring with the aid of the ropes, Rust catches Real in midair. Rust downward yanks into powerbomb position. Real counters, photo with DDT. One, two, kick out by Chris Rust, and that wasn't even close. Lee Real has to feel the momentum turning and tossing Ross into the ropes. Ross reverses the Irish whip, sending Real into the nylons, off the canvas and back into the center of the ring. Big boot knocking Real back through the ropes, and listen to the crowd boo. Lee Real has been battered, but the Canadian wrestle god is not giving up. Down to the floor and going under the apron. What's Ross doing? Oh no, Lee Real's getting to his feet. He's charging Ross from behind. Fluorescent tube over the head of Lee Real, and the Canadian is busted open fan. Ross scoops him up. Drop onto the small mats, rattles the spine of Lee Real. And folks, this one is all but over. Wait a minute, what's he doing? He's pulling a table now from underneath the ring. Oh my god, he's got a ladder too. Not the ladder, folks. Chris Ross has opened up and set up a 15-foot ladder, and he's now placing Lee Real onto the table. The crowd roars to their feet as Ross climbs the ladder, rung by rung. And if Chris Ross does what I think he's gonna do, there might not be anything left of Absolute Lee Real for the Grinder. Ross makes a hang loose Hawaii sign, and here comes the pain! Oh my god! Lee Real has been splashed through the table from 15 feet up in the air, and this one's over! Stick a fork in him! One, two, three, do you believe him? Oh my god! Folks, Lee Real is kicked out, and Chris Ross is now holding his chest in pain, and he can't believe his eyes. What is keeping the Canadian wrestle guy going? I just don't know. Rolling Real back into the center of the ring. Ross is calling for the white belt. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, folks. Real is going into the tights of Chris Ross, and he's struggling for something. I can't see what the two are struggling over. Wait a minute. I think Real's got something. Jamaican shark powder to the face of Chris Ross, and the referee ain't seeing a thing. Ross cries out in pain from the sting. Real with a boot to the stomach. Neckbreaker on the distorted trash can. And Lee Real is going up to the top ropes. Flying through the air with the green bunnies. Highlight of the night. One, two, three. Ring the bell, referee. This one is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, Absolutely Real!
Lee Real stumbles to his feet, covered in head to toe, with his own blood for the second week in a row, and Chris Ross is still down on the canvas, and he's hurt bad.
It's
Look
GBU
out from behind!
Real.
GBU on Real! GBU! GBU!
That's right, it's GBU time.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Parks has just entered the ring and he hits GBU Lee Real. Parks smashes a TV monitor into Real's face and oh my god! Come on, Derek! Leave the guy alone! Oh my god! Whoa! I want no part of you!
I'm so
here,
fucking
this is yours!
You
man, Mike Cavanaugh just appeared at my announcer table! Here, take your belt back, Mike! Take it back! Don't look at me, Mike! I did not take it! I have nothing to do with this! Look, it's yours! Take it! Take it! Folks, inside the ring, Derek Parks is still screaming at Lee Real, and as the security guards surround the ring area, and thank God, Michael St. Guy Kavanaugh has taken his belt, and he has gotten the hell out of my area, it's time to take a break. Thank God, let's get out of here.